Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm calling about, and can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm calling about an order that I have a receipt for and a charge that appeared on my credit card today. I was wondering if you could help me with that.
No problem. I would be glad to assist you. Can I start with getting that zip code?
My zip code is 08620. And I have an order number as well.
That first and last name?
Jeffrey, last name Fink, F-I-N-K.
Okay, sir. Can you please verify your address for security purposes?
Can I give you an order number first?
No, sir. I don't need the order number. I just need you to verify your address.
42 Falmouth Road in Hamilton, New Jersey, 08620.
All right. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Fink. I do have your account pulled up, and I am showing on January the 28th, you completed a survey to receive the dash cam.
Yes.
So it did state in the terms conditions of that survey that upon completion of the survey, you will be automatically opting into a Factory Direct savings store. Now, the membership fee for that Factory Direct store is $49.97. Each month
okay.
that you rent.
Okay. All right.
Can I
stop
finish?
Right there. No, you can't. Okay. Because I got a Chase fraud alert about this. Okay. Because I paid $7.45 for shipping and Chase froze my card. So, with all due respect, I don't want any part of this organization. And I want a refund of my shipping and the charge that's on the card.
Okay, Mr. Fink, so as I was stating, when you completed that survey in the terms and conditions, it did state that upon completion, you will be opting into that Factory Direct store. I just want to advise you, being a member gets you a $125 gift card to an online web store each month that you are enrolled, but you will be charged $49.97 for the membership.
Okay, I never saw that, okay?
That
so
was in the terms
can,
and conditions.
Okay, but hold on a second. We could do this one or two ways. Either you can offer me a refund, or I'll just call Chase back, and they'll tell you guys to go fuck yourselves, and they'll take
okay,
care
Mr. Fink, can you please refrain from that
language.
No, I can't. Because I'm trying to help you, Mr. Fink. I'm not disrespecting
you. I have no problem with you. It's your organization. You're doing just fine.
Okay, sir, but just can I F myself? Come on, Mr. Fink. I'm being very respectful.
You are. And I'm not disrespecting you. I'm disrespecting your company.
Okay, well, I just work here, Mr. Fink.
I have no problem with you.
Now, what I can do, I can give you a 50% refund.
No, I don't want a 50% refund. If you don't wipe it out completely, then I'll have my credit card company take care of it for me because they're going to go to bat for me, and you guys will be fucked.
Okay, Mr. Fink, please refrain from using that language. I can go ahead and help you out, Mr. Fink. Please, I'm asking you nicely.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you very nice and respectfully. Can
okay,
you
Mr.
Please
Fink, I'm going to go ahead and get you fully refunded, sir, but just please, just can we show a little class here? I can get you refunded. There's no problem.
Then start it, please. Thank
but
you.
But I'm just trying to. We're both men, and I'm showing you the utmost respect, Mr. Fink. That's all I ask for in return.
Okay, so please do it.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
All right, Mr. Fink. Just bear with me, sir, while I get your refund. One second.
Okay.
Oh, so Mr. Fink, now there is nothing to refund on this account. You have not been charged. That charge was declined.
Okay. Then I paid $7.45 for shipping.
Right.
That's as long as that comes back to me, then we're good.
Okay, I can't refund that.
Why not?
Because you agreed to pay the shipping charge. And
okay,
it was
so
shipped to you.
Okay, well then nothing's gonna ship to me because I'm not paying.
It was shipped to you, sir. You agreed to pay the $7.45 for shipment. That was what you agreed to.
So you're basically saying that the charge that was declined was opting in for some kind of membership?
Right. That's all I'm
saying.
Well, it was part of the survey. When you completed that survey, this in the terms and conditions, people call it fine print. In the fine print, if you want to say, it did state that you would be opting into that Factory Direct Savings Store. However,
okay,
that charge was declined. It didn't go through. So I was going to fully refund, but there's nothing to refund because the charge was declined.
Okay, I understand. And so nothing further will happen then.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me take another look at this and make sure that charge was declined because I don't want.
Oh, I know it was. I know it was because I got a fraud alert from Chase, and I just spoke to them on the phone, and they declined it.
So you just cursed me out.
No.
Did all that.
No, I didn't. They told me that the same merchant that I paid the $7.45 was trying to charge me $49. And so as long as that charge wasn't paid, then I guess we're okay.
Wow. Give me 1 second. All right, Mr. Fink. So let me go ahead and cancel this account to assure that they don't even try to charge you again.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Fink. So I do have that account canceled out for you.
Thank you.
I have to take a deep breath after this one. Mr. Fink, you just gave need the business.
You're just the messenger, and unfortunately the messenger puts themselves, unbeknownst to them, into the public eye when things go awry. No different from a cashier, in a superstore or wherever. It's part of the job. And what matters in this world is the customer is always right. I work in retail part-time for 15 years,
yeah, the
so
customer
I know.
Is always right, but it's not right to curse the customer service rep out.
I'm not cursing you. I'm cursing the company. Okay, that's where there's a disconnect because you're just the person taking the call. My
answer
is not with you. It's with your company and their business, not you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fink, but you're not talking to the company. You're talking to me.
But you are a representative of the company. So
but I
like
do understand
not,
your frustration,
frustration. Like it or not, when you accepted this job, you put yourself in the position
in the line of fire.
In the line of fire.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but that's just life.
Yeah, I understand. Mr. Fink.
If you want to get out of the line of fire, then you need to get a
another job.
Elsewhere in the company where you don't have to be in the line of fire.
Yes, sir. I understand, Mr. Fink. I'm just...
And I'm really sorry. You know, if I were standing in front of you, I'd shake your hand and buy you a beer. It's not you I'm angry at.
Yes,
but
sir.
But you're just taking the call.
Yes, sir.
You didn't do anything to me. Your company did.
Right. I understand.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And, if I offended you in any way, I'm truly sorry. I didn't intend to.
I appreciate that. Thank you for that apology. And it is accepted. And I appreciate that.
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
I do, Mr. Fink. But, you know, like, even after you cursed and you were very upset, which I understood, even after that, guess what? I was still willing to go to bat for you and get you fully refunded.
I know that.
So it's not, you know, I'm not, you know, I was kind of offended, but I'm not offended because I understand your frustration. You know, so.
And you did your job, and that's all that matters.
Yes, sir. But I can assure you that you won't be tried to be billed again because I have that account canceled for you, and I can provide you with a cancellation number. So you'll have proof that your account is canceled just in case they try to charge you again. They have to fully refund you because I've canceled your account.
Okay, thank you.
Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm all set.
All right, so that's C as in Charlie.
Yep. 258. 874.
323.
Okay, I think we're good.
Yes, sir, we're good to go.
Okay, I thank you for your help. I didn't mean any bad will upon you. It's your company, okay?
Yes, sir.
And you have yourself a wonderful evening, and thanks again for your help.
No problem, Mr. Frank. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye.
Bye now.